Blog Talk Radio.
We've been cleared to push back from the gates, so settle back, relax, and enjoy your flight today on Eastern Flight 13.
We're coming to you live from beautiful Ponte Vedra, Florida, where the temperature is a pleasant 79 degrees. And a little bit later on this evening, I think they are forecasting possibility of snow. We're Eastern Airlines radio show with 60 minutes of live broadcast, which features you, our listeners and callers.
Now, our call-in numbers are 1-213-816-1611. I'll repeat that, 1-213-816-1611. We do have a chat feature during our live broadcast, and we can answer any questions sent through this feature. Remember to push 1 on your telephone. It won't cut you off, but it will turn you on to us. Our website is www.easternairlineshow.com. Again, I'll say that, www.easternairlinesradioshow.com. And the email will reach us at host@easternairlinesradioshow.com. Oh, why not? One more time, host@easternairlinesradioshow.com.
Okay, I think if we'll shorten that down, we'll get it right, bud. EAL radio show instead of Eastern Airlines. But
I'm sorry, I get excited.
There's so much on the website to keep you informed between shows, such as the latest news, and we have some latest news on our website. Photo albums. We are still getting pictures from our folks out there from the various chapters. We're happy to put them on the internet, on our website. We have videos. We are updating our videos. As a matter of fact, we were looking at one this evening that will be added probably a little bit later on today or tomorrow. We have a live chat room. We have Eastern History with Art Birchgott, who wrote a beautiful Eastern history from 1928 all the way up through the end of Eastern's lifetime. So lots of stuff on the website. The logbook blog, of course, you can just write whatever your thoughts are. And, of course, you can tune in into our live broadcast from the homepage. Now, our third caller will receive the Eastern Radio Show Mystery Prize, and you'll hear this bell if you are that caller. Bell? Thank you, Bell.
You're welcome.
Tonight, our radio show is hosted by none other but myself, Captain Neil Holland, Captain Bud Hescock of United Airlines, and Mr. Jim Hart, President of the West Palm Beach Chapter of EARA. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Thank you, Neil.
You're quite welcome. I believe we'll start off with Jim. Jim, you have some special guests this evening, so why don't you start off the show?
All right, fine, Neil. I'm happy to. Good evening, fellas and ladies. It's so good to have you with us tonight. Our first guest this evening was to have been Beverly Bennis, who was a past president of the Silver Liners. I tried calling Beverly a short time ago and sending her an email. I talked to her just a couple of days ago, but I guess maybe our memories aren't what they used to be. So I talked to Vito Borelli, who is the vice president of EARA in Miami. And Vito is sort of filling in the shoes of Pat Sorrentino, our president, who has recently had surgery and been out of the office for a few days. So I called Vito a few days ago and asked him if he would be on with us. And I just talked to him a few minutes ago, and I believe he is online right now. Vito has some information for us on the new restored DC-7B based in Opa-locka. And I won't take any of his time, but Vito, are you with us now?
Yeah, I hear you, Jim. I hear you.
Oh, good. Well, hey. I tell you, if you would tell the ladies and gentlemen what's going to happen with the DC-7 and any other news you might have from the EARA headquarters in Miami. Go ahead, please, Vito.
Okay, I'll give you, let me give you a little background about, my name is Vito Borelli, Vice President of EARA, headquartered in Miami Springs. We have 20 chapters throughout the United States, including San Juan and Mexico City. Pat Sorrentino is our first female president and former flight attendant, and doing a tremendous job of running the association. We presently have 9,420 members. No other airline retiree association can match that for our retirees' benefits and for the paper that we issue each month. Hopefully, if you are an Eastern retiree, why not join us? Call 305-884-6132 for an application, 1 year for $25 or 2 years for $40. I have negotiated with 16 airlines that we have privilege to fly on. Go online to www.airlineretirees.com to view all the airlines. In June of this year, the Historical Museum of Miami will have a display on Eastern memorabilia for a full year. The date will be announced at a later time. On April 16th at 2:11, which is only a few weeks away from here, we're going to have our first flight for the retirees on the completely restored DC-7B number 836 that's based out of Opa-locka, Florida, for a sightseeing tour from Opa-locka Airport at 9:30 at a 500-foot level along the beaches of South Florida. If you would like to join us, call me or Corrine, our office coordinator, at least 1 week in advance for reservation and a payment of $130 made out to EARA in advance of the flight. Hopefully in the future there will be an announcement about the new Eastern Airlines. It's still in the works, and well, I can tell you that it's going strong, and hopefully we'll have an announcement for you not too long. That's about all I have for today, Jim. If anything else, any questions, I would gladly help answer them.
Hey, Vito?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, Vito, I'd like to see if once you do determine that we are ready to hear from the folks that own the estate and they want to make it known to the public, would you see if you might be able to get one of the principals to come on the radio show?
I will talk to him about that, yes. As a matter of fact, I just spoke to him a little while ago, telling him that I was going to go on the radio tonight. And I just want to make sure I can say anything about it. But he did say there will be an announcement shortly, not too long from now, there will be an announcement. Things are going well, from what
Very
I can tell, or from what he told me. So, well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm sure everybody else is happy to hear that, too. So,
yeah.
But when the time comes, I will gladly mention it to him, yes. The other thing I did want to say was the fact that we do have room on our airplane on April the 16th, so there's a lot more room. We got, if need be, we can have a second flight. So it's going to be about an hour flight out of Opa-locka. We're going down as far as West Palm and then down to the Keys and then back down along the beaches at a 500-foot level, which I think would be wonderful for taking pictures. So if anybody's interested, just give me a call or Corrine, my secretary, and give me at least a week's notice before we can make sure we fill the airplane up. So
now, Vito, what's that number that they should call? What's that number to call, Vito?
Area code 305-884-6132.
61. So 305-884-6132.
6132, that's my
And you got to. They want you to call a week in advance for reservation.
Well, yeah, we need a week's advance notice for the reservation, and also I need the payment should be made prior to the flight. So we have to pay for the flight before we leave. So if anybody's interested, we'd gladly have you.
And that payment's $131, and who's it made out to?
$130, yeah.
Yes, sir. And who is it made out to?
Made out to EARA.
Okay, and that's for
right. Okay.
So 1 week
Reservations should be made 1 week ahead of time for $130,
right,
made out to EARA. That's for the April 16th flight. It's going to be a one-hour flight, and there are
right
seats available. Call them at
right
305-884-6132.
Right, that's correct.
Yes, sir.
Vito,
okay,
give us a mailing address, please.
The mailing address would be 500 South Royal Poinciana Boulevard, Miami Springs.
And zip?
Zip, 33. Oh, gosh, hang on. I'll get the zip in a minute. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
While we're waiting, Jim, I don't know whether Beverly is on the phone or not. We've got another 561 area code here.
Hello, caller.
Is
there?
Is it
I'm here.
Oh,
wonderful.
What is it, Jim?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Vito.
33166.
33166. I have another question or two for Vito, ladies and gentlemen. Vito, you probably have not had word yet. I've been working for the last day and a half to get the DC-7B up to the Stuart, Florida Air Show, which takes place this coming November 12 and 13. And I talked to Roger Jarman and
okay
also to Bill Hirsch, and it looks like it's a go. And the
okay
thing is that we are also in touch with the manager of the air show, who is,
uh-huh,
would you believe, the manager of the air show is a member of he's a colonel in the United States Air Force, and he's been in, what's the name of that? Oh, Special Forces. And his name is Mike Roberts. And it looks like it's going to happen. And Roger Garman Jarman has told us already it's a go, and all he needs are some final arrangements. So any of you folks listening, if you're planning this coming fall to be at the Stuart, Florida Air Show on November 12 and 13, our beautiful, brand-new, restored DC-7B is going to be there for 2 days. Do you have anything? Had you heard about that, Vito?
No, I haven't, but I will talk to Roger about it, about the drama, because he's the one in charge of all the flights on that airplane. So I will ask him about that.
If maybe,
like I said, we can put it in our newspaper. So
I think that would be a good idea. I'll make sure I shoot you a good article for maybe one of the two or three future newspapers.
Right.
But I think this is also news to Neil and the rest of the broadcast group, because it just happened
okay
today that I got confirmation.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay. Is Neil on board
oh,
right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Neil?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Yes.
I just want Neil to know that our article is going to be our monthly. It's going to be in our April newspaper, so it's on page two about the radio show. Okay.
Fantastic. How much do we owe you, Vito?
Nothing. Complimentary.
Not even a sandwich. Not even a sandwich at lunch.
any time for that. There's no problem. Whenever you come
okay
down, we have lunch here all the time. We have a refrigerator full of food. So whenever you come down here, we'll always accommodate you. So.
Well, I'm going to see you April 16th. I'm making a plan to come down.
Okay, good. April 16th. Okay. That's right. You're coming down, Jim. Right. All right. But anyhow.
I'm coming down with my wife, Vito, and I think I have at least six other members of our chapter who are going to be there. So
you can count
on about eight people from our chapter alone.
How big is that refrigerator?
there's plenty of food in there. There's no problem. But Jim, let me know in advance. Like I said, I have to know 1 week in advance so all the people's names need reservations. So we don't have that much time, you know. Here's the 25th. We have about 3 weeks to go. So, Anyhow, once I get it, it's going to be in our paper for the April issue. I'm sure if Nevia was talking to Roger, we can have another flight back-to-back. There's no problem. So if we can sell out the first airplane.
And as they say, Vito, my check is in the mail.
Okay, very good, Jim. Very good. All right. Good to have you on board, anyhow. But things are going good. I was very happy to talk to you about that, and I was very happy to talk to Mr. Ed Weigel, our new Eastern president. So he's very, very happy. Things are going well, and he says hopefully won't be too long. We'll have some kind of announcement. So we'll let
very
you
good.
Know.
Very good. Good time. Good time.
You know, is there a chance that Mr. Weigel might be able to join us in November at the air show to meet some of our people?
I'll talk to him about it. Sure. Yeah, I'll talk to him about
either November 12 or 13.
November 12th or 13th, okay, air show. All right, I'll ask him. I'll put him in contact with you if he's available. Make sure he's what's on his calendar. I'll talk to him about it. No problem.
That's great. At the last picnic in Miami in the fall, I think it was in November, Vito, I sat with Ed Weigel and his wife, and told them a bit about about a bunch of us guys at Eastern who would like very much to be on some sort of an advisory committee for the new Eastern, and I would love to know if he might be considering that.
Well, believe it or not, Jim, I don't know if you know, but I already have an advisory group that he already met with them the first time. I got 10 people on an advisory group. However, there's always room for more. We have another meeting. I'll have you come in and sit on it. Okay.
I would love to. I'd love to sit in on behalf of a marketing group.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, it's good to get information from all the different people that work for the airline, and I'm sure he's interested in all that stuff. So when the time comes, I'm sure we'll have another advisory board meeting. We did have one past March. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a year or so. But
I could be most helpful in the area of interline sales. In other words, keeping in touch with all the other airlines, much like what you have done, Vito, in arranging all of the past privileges for our group over the years. It's been fantastic.
Well, that's my pleasure, and I enjoy doing that, and I was just in contact. I made a new contact there with Alitalia. Hopefully, I can get that back again. We did have them a while back. They were run by the government, but now they're a separate enterprise. And I did make one good contact, and I said, hopefully, you're going to work something out for me. So I hope we can get that back. So, we constantly
great.
Go. I never stop. Constantly working with different airlines. It's just
wonderful.
It's a pleasure.
Wonderful.
It's a pleasure to get that for.
You have anything further, Neil, for Vito?
No, except I look forward to seeing you, Vito, April 16th, and flying in at DC-6.
Oh, you're going to
DC
come?
DC-7, excuse me, DC-7.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming. Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm planning on being down there, so we'll see you then.
Oh, very good. Okay, very good. I hope to see you soon. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks
right,
so much.
Neil, it was my pleasure talking to you guys. If anything else I can help you with, just let me know. I'm there to help out as much as I can.
Is that Beverly on the air, too? Is Beverly holding?
Beverly's holding, I believe, Jim.
Okay.
And if we can get her to come on and chat with us a little bit, if Beverly click on number one.
Don't leave the line, Vito, because I think you might have something you can add to Beverly's comments. Bev, you're there, and please go ahead, okay?
Okay, go ahead. I'll listen.
Beverly, you have to press one on your phone.
Hey, Neil, how are you? Press one?
Yes. You're talking right now, so just go right ahead.
You're good.
And Jim is here. So, Jim, you've got it.
Okay, Bev, it's good to have you.
Sorry I got in late because I had to go find a quiet spot in the clubhouse.
Bev, I was getting a little bit anxious when I tried calling you and couldn't reach you, I sent you that email on an 18 font with bright red letters. Did you get that?
Yeah, I have them. Well, I got it fine.
Okay.
It's just got run out of the library because they wanted to play cards. And then I had to go find another quiet place where I could hear you both.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Bev, I think I mentioned to Neil and the rest of the radio group that you, I think, are the one of the past presidents of the Silver Liners. And, of course, you wrote so many years in the Eastern Airlines newspaper. And, of course, you were my house guest on the island of Martha's Vineyard a couple of different times. We're going to ask you some questions, I believe. Go ahead, Bev.
Okay, Neil?
Yes.
Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Beverly. It's been a while since we have spoke. I think when the last I saw you. Maybe at a convention.
I think it was up Ponte Vedra.
I believe
it
was.
In Augustine. Yeah, in Jacksonville there in Ponte Vedra.
That's right.
So how's
I recall.
Everything going? Yeah.
We're doing fine. We're really enjoying this radio show, and I'm so happy that Connie has given us some ink space in her newspaper or newsletter.
Right.
And she has that, I believe, being printed now as we talk.
Yes, they're trying to get it out before the board meeting comes up, which will be May the 11th to the 15th here in West Palm Beach. We took a hint from the retired pilots, and we've gone to a Marriott hotel. And they
well,
have been fantastic.
Well,
so,
I think
yeah.
we're you. I think Reepa right now might be using Holiday Express.
Really? We got a very good price over here at the Marriott.
Yeah, Jim Garner is our chairman now of our of a convention. You know, Jim
right.
Prati was the chairman, and Jim has an illness now, unable to serve any longer. But Jim Garner is doing a great job.
Yeah, we're having our board and biennial board meeting every other year. We have a board meeting one year and a convention the next. The board meetings are a little less structured. Still as much fun, but still less structured. But it'll be from May the 11th to the 15th here in West Palm Beach at the Marriott Hotel. And there's a lot of good things planned for it. And we're expecting about 100 to 125 former flight attendants.
Well, that sounds like a convention, Bev.
Well, they love getting together. They don't care what the excuse is.
Let's have a party.
Let's just have a party. So, not as much as this time.
Bev, do you know if Marilyn Livingood will be with you?
I would not be surprised, since she's only up in St. Petersburg.
Okay. Yeah, you know, she
was
the lady, of course, who won the one-week stay at my bed and breakfast on Martha's Vineyard.
She was so excited about that. You met her, so you know how exciting she can be. You were so generous on that, Jim. We really did appreciate it.
Convention. Yeah. While I've got both of you, and if Vito is still on the line or listening,
I just wanted to
let you know that I talked to Floyd Hall today.
Oh, you did?
And as you recall, he took a fall about a month ago, it was difficult trying to track him down to find out where he was, and he was put in a rehab center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And when I talked with him today, he sounded very sprite, and he said he was flat on his back. He couldn't get up, but he was hoping to be able to come home in about 3 to 4 weeks. And I told him that we had a lot of calls and emails about his health, and I asked him if it would be okay for us to share his address and information about where he is, and to receive a get well card, and also April 4th is his birthday. It's 95 years old. So I just wanted to put out the fact that his address is Lebanon Center. That's Lebanon Center, and hyphen Genesis Elder Care Network. Genesis Elder Care Network, and the address is 24 Old Etna Road. That's 24 Old Etna, E-T-N-A, Road, Lebanon, New Hampshire. And the zip code there is 03766. And I intend to post this on our website. So if you didn't copy it down, you'll be able to go to the website and pick it up there. And I'm sure he'd love to have a card from Eastern folks and just wishing him well and also a happy birthday.
We have a chapter meeting here in West Palm Beach next Wednesday. I will pass the word along.
Thanks, Bev.
Yeah. And I'll make sure that it goes out on our broadcast.
Very good.
Okay.
I asked him how he was getting along. He said, well, right now I'm flat on my back, but I'm having a milkshake and I'm looking at a beautiful lady. I said, well, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
You tell him happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
I think he
well.
Would agree with you. I have a picture I came across when I moved, had to move over here to this elder care center, of Floyd Hall and about 5 or 6 silver liners, and it has to have been in the mid-50s, mid to late 50s. I would say probably 58, 59. And I'm going to try and find it and make a copy and send it to him.
Well, that would be great.
Bev, that would be probably the middle 60s.
Yeah.
Because he joined Eastern, I believe, in late 63.
Yeah. Okay. That's when it was then.
Yeah.
But he was doing a favor for silver liners again. He was always very good about that.
Mm-hmm. So, Bev, would you make it a point when you have your board meeting to mention the Stewart Air Show and the fact that the DC-7 is going to be there November 12 and 13 of this year?
Mm-hmm. Very great. Yes, I will make a note of that for those who live in the area particularly.
And, of course, at our next chapter meeting, which is the third Thursday in April, that is April 21, I'm going to make the announcement to our chapter regarding the departure of the DC-7 from Opa-locka on April 16, because who is it? Captain Sam Burton said that he wanted to go. And Captain Hank Aniston said that he and his wife want to go. We have about 8 people from our chapter who will be going on the trip.
It sounded like that's
very
great. Are you going to be there for the meeting April 21st? Will you still be here?
I will, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'll talk to you before that.
Very good.
Okay. Jim, do you tell these people to send me their names and the check for before the week advance, in advance of the flight, okay?
Yes, I will. My check is in the mail, like I said.
Okay, well, the other 6 people you're talking about,
right.
I know all the names, I can put them, and we'll make a reservation for everybody, okay?
What day, Vito, what's the pushback time again of the flight in Opa-locka?
9:30,
okay. 9:30,
yeah. Jim, if need be, like I said before, we're going to have, if we sell out the first flight, we'll have another flight backing it up within the hour after it comes back. We'll have another flight, so that'd be no problem. I expect that to be, because the announcement is in our newspaper. Once it gets out, I believe I'll sell out the airplane twice, so
good.
I'm hoping for it anyhow. We'll see what happens.
I talked to an air controller friend of mine, who questioned the 500-foot altitude. He said, yeah, Jim, maybe out over the water, but he said I'd be very surprised if they would allow a DC-7 to fly along the coast at 500 feet. He said, I think there's a 1,000-foot minimum.
Well, I don't know. They
2,000
feet. I'll make sure of that when I talk to Roger Jarman.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know where that 500 feet came from. I think Roland Moore must have mentioned that, but I'll get a definite answer from
sure.
Okay, along the beach, so I don't know.
Okay, listen, Jim, my supper's ready, and I'm going to have to run.
Okay,
thanks,
Beverly.
Good, good talking to you, Bev. Take care.
Good talking to you, Neil, and I'll call you again sometime.
Beverly, you always have airtime anytime you want it to come on and make any kind of announcements. You just give us a call. We'll put you right on the air. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Neil. Talk to you soon. And, Jim, we'll see you. I'll talk to you at home.
All right, Beverly, you take care of this Vito on this other end.
Vito, take care of yourself. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Do we have a caller on the line? Yeah, we have Tim Nunn, but I think Tim is holding for us. But we had Margaret on the line, and we might have to put in a call for Margaret and call her back. I think she had to drop off. She's on the highway. This is our co-host, Margaret Bars. Took a trip up to Kentucky, and, of course, you remember, I think our last show we got to talk with her at the casino, and she's on her way back to Jacksonville, and she just called in just to say hello, and hopefully she's able to stay awake until she gets back. And Jim, looks like you've got quite a crowd. Let me see if I can get my tongue to work right.
I do have quite a group that will be coming on to the airplane. In fact, we probably ought to have a flag or a banner saying that the West Palm Beach chapter is there.
That'd be good. I'm going to try to have as much of the media there as possible, Jim. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. You mean the radio and television, Vito?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna try to get them all to come out. We'll have some banners out there and everything else. We're trying to make a picture.
And, Jim, if there's a chance that we can get the pilots and the crew, I guess, Vito, there must be a flight attendant or two that will be serving
in the back. Oh, yeah. They got a couple of flight attendants from Eastern that's going to be on that flight, yes.
Good. If we can just kind of do a taped interview and we can run that clip right on our show.
Oh, very good. Very good. We can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is that what I read? That's true?
What is that?
Today?
Somebody is. my daughter is trying to tell me happy birthday, my granddaughter is trying to tell me happy birthday, Granddad. I forgot. Today is my birthday.
Today is Neil's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Neil.
And, Neil, today is my birthday as well.
Happy birthday for both of you guys.
Happy birthday.
Well, Jim, is that right, March 25th?
Yes, sir, 1932, and I remember the Last Supper. How about you?
Now, which Last Supper are you talking about?
Is that the one with lamb or fish?
Well, I think I've seen it to both of you guys.
Vito is.
He was best cooking at the Last Supper.
Yeah,
right, Vito?
Yeah, 1925.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, great, great. Yeah.
Well, I think I was in the garden and picked the apple. I beat both of them.
Very good.
Do we have someone else
guys
holding on the line?
Pardon?
Do we have someone else holding on the line, Neil?
We have Tim Nunn. If I could get Tim Nunn to come on board and say hello, and he's listening right now, but that's an Atlanta number. I see an Atlanta number. Hello, Tim.
How are you?
Doing fine. I've got to give our sponsor a minute or two to say hello to the folks, but Tim Nunn is our sponsor of our radio show, and he's supporting us. And also, we do have some great contributions that are coming in, and we're able to pay some of our bills. So thank you so much for you folks out there listening that have sent in some contributions to the calls. And we do have a donation PayPal button right on the home page. So, you know, if you want to go to the website and just use that PayPal, we'll certainly accept it. Thank you so much. And Tim, thank you so much for being our sponsor. But you have the South Atlantic Mortgage Company out of Atlanta, and you specialize in reverse mortgages.
Yes, sir. We do reverse mortgages. That's great. We help a lot of seniors, hopefully. And we're in Georgia and we're in Florida, so we're in more than one state. And whatever we do, we've got a new product out. We call it the 15-day close for those people that want to buy a house. We can close their loan. They give me all the paperwork in about 15 days.
Wow.
So
yeah, the interest rates are still good, and good loan-to-values, minimum down payments?
Yes, sir. I mean, we still have, like, got one product that's like $100 down. We've got another product from the HUD that's 3.5% non-FHA loans. We do have VAs, USDA, and the reverse mortgage is part of those HUD products. That's where that comes from. They call it HICM. But that is a HUD product to help seniors. So we've got a pretty good wealth of products, and love to be able to help people if we can. And enjoy the radio show. It's always fun just to listen to y'all having so much fun. I want to grow up and get a job and have as much fun as Neil is.
Well, you
I have a question for Tim. I have a question for Tim from West Palm Beach.
Hey, how are you, sir? Yes, sir.
I'm fine, Tim. This is Jim Hart. I did work in the reverse mortgage area after they became known. And I understand that there is a new provision that allows a homeowner from up north who has yet to sell their home to take a reverse mortgage on that home in order to buy a new home here in Florida. Could you tell us about that?
Well, it sounds like you're doing a reverse mortgage for the purchase money, and then, of course, when you sell your home in New Jersey or wherever it is, then it pays off the reverse mortgage. So I hadn't really thought about doing it that way, but yes, you could. And then when you do that, you can maybe transfer that reverse mortgage down to your home in Florida. It would be a new one, but you could do that.
That's great. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, you're ahead of me on this. All right. Sounds like you're
sign him up, Tim. Sign him up.
That's right. That's right. I mean, dear Lord.
That sounds good.
It sounds like if you're down there in Florida, we need to recruit you to help.
Yeah, I did have a great time. I guess I wrote probably 20 or 25 before I got a little bit burned out. And the unfortunate thing is, would you believe, Tim, I had $8 million on the books ready to close when all of those great big banks went out of business, and there went my business.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Mm. I got disappointed, I guess you might say, but, hey, I take my hats off to you fellows who are still doing it and helping a lot of our senior citizens.
Yeah, it was tragic what's happened to America, but on the other hand, obviously Americans are very sturdy people. I mean, I'm watching seniors that are the young age like Neil continue to work, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, the seniors just said, well, you know, when Enron stopped and all those things went wrong, they just said, okay, I'll do a reverse, I'll do this, I'll fix it, I'll deal with it, and they have. Fortunately, most people know that Ronald Reagan's the one that set the reverse in place and under his economic structure to help people. So it's good to know that he helped us in ways we would have never thought. And like you said, I mean, that was a long time. It was long before those became popular at all. But
yeah,
now we desperately need that product. And hopefully they can change it back where it's even better. But thank y'all so much. I don't want to take up too much of y'all's air time, and I enjoy listening to you. But I'll continue to listen as y'all play in these little airplanes that y'all are having fun. By the way, if you ever get up to Canton, Georgia, at that particular airstrip, the Memphis Belle sits at that airstrip during the week. It's not out on the show. The B-17, I guess is that the only one left flying? I don't know if there's more than one of those or not. Maybe y'all know the answer. No. Maybe that's the test question of the day. I don't know.
That's good. That's good. You know, I think that thing that you were talking about, I think it's classified as a bridge loan, isn't it, where you can take your equity out of the property and they'll let you take that money to buy another property, but once you sell that property, you have to pay off the money that you've taken. I think that's what it's called, as a bridge loan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, those types. I really haven't seen that part of the product. If you want to know the truth, that I really haven't had a senior use that to use the bridge one, but I guess it wouldn't matter.
That would work good, especially if you had a lot of equity in your home and you wanted to find something new that you'd be able to go out and find the house you want and know how much you could pay for it, and then the bank would give you the money to purchase this, you know, knowing that you'd be able to sell the house, and when you did, the house you were living in, then they would that would pay off that loan, and then you'd be all set in the new and one, like you say, you'd have equity in that one, and you could also do a reverse mortgage on that one. So it's a win-win situation.
Neil has contracts for loan officers right there in his office. Neil, grab one of those things.
Usually, I think in a case like that, they have what they call a due-on-sale clause in the contract, which means that you would have to pay the home when sold. And that's how the banks can offer the bridge loans. It works out pretty good.
We're trying to call Margaret, who is just about ready to pull into Pensacola, if we can get her on the line.
Well, I love Margaret and her sister, Lou Ann. I tell you what, Lou Ann's a trip.
I think she's with her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, really? I tell you what, Lou Ann's pretty, I tell you that. I've seen Lou Ann. And with that country accent, with me being a Southern boy, that country accent really does it for me. I don't know about the rest of y'all.
That's good.
Well, you ought to tell her that.
Well, if I knew she was coming through, I'd have had her stop or call me or something. But I didn't know she blasted through here and didn't tell me.
She's been on the road. I think she's been on the road all day trying to get back here.
Yeah.
No, she's doing pretty good.
There she is. If she goes.
She goes there.
So we've just about to get her on the
line. Hello, this is Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes, Captain Neil. How are you?
We're doing fine. We've got someone here that wants to say hello to you. Hey, Luann. How y'all doing? I was driving down the road for you.
Is that Luther? Oh, my goodness. I thought we left you in Hazard.
Well, we did, but I had to chase you. I left my underwear in the back seat of your car. You got it there by chance? It's Luann there.
Actually, Luther, I hate to tell you, I didn't realize that was your underwear that Luann had, so we washed the car with it.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It was quite good because it's got so many holes in it.
Well, it was perfect for washing the car. I mean, really. But yes, I do have Luann in the car with me, and we left Hazard, Kentucky this morning at 6:20 a.m.
Wow.
So we've been on the road all day.
My goodness. Now, you're going straight to Pensacola before you come to Jacksonville. Is that right?
Yes, actually, I just passed Pensacola, and I just passed McGuire's.
Oh, McGuire's Irish Pub. Sure.
Yes, I'm going to go there tomorrow. Luann's going to be with me, and my friends are going to take us there. And I think you told me they have the little dollars where you put your name, you sign your name, and then you put it on the wall.
Absolutely. Jim, have you ever been to McGuire's in Pensacola?
No, I haven't at all. In fact, the last time I was in Pensacola was in 1952. At Corey, Softly, and Whiting Field. I think them, right?
Yeah. Well, McGuire's is the Irish pub there, and they have probably about $1 million all over their walls, ceilings, bathroom, kitchen, I would imagine. And it is the most unique place you have ever eaten dinner. It's a 5-star restaurant. Delicious.
Wonderful.
And actually, Neil, I'm going to enjoy eating there tomorrow, and I may bring some presents home to everyone.
Okay. Just make sure it's liverwurst on rye.
I got it. And actually, I'm bringing you a present from Kentucky, Neil. It's called Moonshine Hot Sauce.
Whoa. Sounds good.
Now, what does that go on?
Is that something
anything
that's
you want?
Burner?
You can put that on anything you want.
Oh, God. Well,
and go ahead.
Yeah, I hope you did well in the casino.
Well, actually, I did not. I won $80, and my little sister won $4,000 on one of the machines.
Ooh,
whoa. Wow. That's not the same one Luther played, was it?
Luther, we never did get him away from the coin changer. You know, he does have problems. He has issues. And so we just left him there, and he played for 2 days and, you know, thought he won a lot of money. So what can you do?
That poor boy just doesn't want to lose, does he?
No, he doesn't. And by the way, Captain Paul said to say hello to both of you. And he's flying down to Pensacola in his little Learjet on Sunday to pick Luann up and take her back to Kentucky.
Oh, very fantastic. Good. Yeah. You tell Captain Paul that we're going to have him on the show more often because he did really well. He's a very good character on our show.
Oh, he is. Wait just a second. Luann's wanting to get on the phone. I'm sorry. You're going to have to talk to her just a second. Okay.
All right.
Luann, here. Hey, Captain Neil and Captain Bud, how are you?
Luann, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. I mean, you know, I wanted to fly down here to Pensacola, but no, Margaret had to drive because she can't stand to fly. I mean, I just don't get it.
That's amazing. I can't understand why she didn't get on an airplane, get down here, get it done and over with, you know?
I know, but she's driven, you know, 12 and a half hours, and she just, you know, just flies right on by. So, anyway, but she's got this fancy thing in here called a GPS, and she's got an Australian voice, and I kind of, I've been trying to get a hold of him because he acts like he's kind of cute.
Well, you know, that I'm surprised you didn't try to get Mick in the GPS there, you know.
Captain Mick.
Well,
Captain,
if I'd have thought of it, but I just couldn't. I was trying to dial Captain Mick, but I couldn't get it. Oh, my gosh, this thing's just making all kinds of noise now. I don't know what to do.
That's because you're talking about
anyway.
Captain Mick.
Yeah, I suppose so. But anyway, Captain Bud, do you miss me yet?
Well, yeah, I hate to say I do, but I do.
We all do, Margaret. So
yeah.
And Luann. So y'all come home as soon as you can. You'll be home what, Monday?
I'll be home. Luann. Just a minute, Luann. Let me have the phone. I'm sorry. I'm fine with Luann over the phone. Neil, I will be home on Sunday, and I'll make that special delivery of the things that you wanted at, you know, where.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll be talking with you then. Thanks so much, Margaret. You drive safe.
Okay.
And if you see Mac McGuire, say hello from Neil Holland, Eastern Airlines. And I think I told you my connection with Mac McGuire, who owns McGuire Irish Pub. It's a great place. And the REPA, the Retired Eastern Pilots chapter, is held there, I think, every other month at the McGuire Irish Pub. So, enjoy the food,
try to.
And don't pull any of those dollar bills off the wall because they'll get you.
Yeah.
I'll try not to. You know, it's really tempting, though. Okay, say hello. I'm saying hello to all the Eastern Airline listeners, and I will be back in the studio next Friday, and I've missed talking to all of you. See you,
Thank
Neil.
You.
See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
We'll get the papers up. We'll get the papers off your chair. Come on home.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jim, you've got to meet Margaret. And Tim, I don't know whether Tim's still on the line, but you know what a charming lady she is.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Neil, I'm going to get off. I got things to pick up the wife in a minute. So I'll talk to you again another time, okay? But hope to hear from you again, okay?
When is the next issue of EARA coming out, Vito?
It's at the print shop. It's at the print shop now, and it should be delivered within a week.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay,
thanks for
being with us, Vito.
You're welcome. I enjoy being with you guys. Take care.
Thanks
now.
So much, and good night.
Take care, Jim. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I also want to make it known again that They've got seats available on the flight for the April 16th flight. They want you to call, make one a reservation a week ahead of time. Make out the check for $130 to EARA. And it's a one-hour flight. They're going to be 500 feet off the water, so you're going to get a good view of South Florida. Flight pushes at 09:30 in the morning. If you're interested, call them at 305-884-6132. 305-884-6132.
Okay, we had a caller. I believe the caller dropped off the line. Jim, anything further? We've got a few more minutes here.
No, except we're so pleased. I had lunch with the head of the Stewart Air Show this week, and the reason for our meeting was to determine what we could do for each other in promoting the air show. We were surprised, as they were, that in the greater West Palm Beach area, in fact, even up to Jupiter, there is not much in the way of posters or radio or television coverage about the air show. And, you know, even without that, they have 40,000 people attend this two-day event.
Yeah.
So when I mentioned to the head of the air show, Mike, that it might be a possibility to get our DC-7 up there, wow, everything has happened in just less than 2 days, and I'm just really tickled about it.
That's great. We have one caller on the line, 816 area code. Are you there?
Hi, Neil. It's Gail. Happy birthday.
Thanks so much. Gail, how's everything in Kansas City?
Well, I have a special gift for you and Jim. So just listen, okay?
Okay, we're listening.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Neil and Jim. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Is that great?
Jim,
wow.
I'm impressed. Very good.
I am too. Gail, I think when you called in last week, I mentioned Billy Hale.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to speak with her since?
No, I lost contact with Billy a long time ago. I knew that she was out here in Lenexa, Kansas, and I tried to get in touch with her, and then I never heard from her. And my last job at Eastern was working with her and also with Paige Sullivan. And
wonderful. That was in the Ionosphere Lounge?
No, that was in Miami. That was right in 91. That was in the insurance area.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. But I've had a few people ask me about her, and I haven't. And last year when I was down there for the EARA picnic, we had a group of Mary Jane, you know, Mary Jane Ornelas Walters, her group that we used to work for. We all met in another gal's house who had a party after the picnic, and Sandra St. Martin was there. Do you remember Sandra was in
my customer relations department along with Mary Jane. In fact, I brought Mary Jane from the district office. She was Bill Durr's secretary in New York, and I brought her into customer relations as one of my managers, and she was fantastic.
Right. Well, that's when I found out that she told me that Billy was still here in the Lenexa area, Lenexa, Kansas. So I haven't been able to get in touch with her at all.
Did you know Mary Jane before she was married?
Yeah, I worked for Mary Jane. I was there. I was in the office there too in customer relations. I worked in baggage claims.
Oh, for crying out loud! With Jack Lysak?
Yeah.
With Jack Lysak? Well, you must have been there when I was there.
Yes. That's why.
You're getting old there, Jim.
I know. I'm getting, what do they call it, off the brain something here.
Yeah.
But, my goodness, it's so good to talk to you, Gail.
Yeah, and I saw you at the picnic last year,
And, that's right.
And we talked, yeah. And we also, I remember I was at Mary Jane's house, oh, back in the 80s sometime, and you were there. She had, we were all invited to a dinner at her house.
And yes. So, oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mary Jane came to my home on Martha's Vineyard. She and Bob, shortly after they were married, and they stayed with me for 3 or 4 days, I guess, because Mary Jane had relatives on Martha's Vineyard that I wasn't aware of. They were of Portuguese extraction. And, of course, she was a big Portuguese lady.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before
we
leave,
I love that girl.
We have a few more minutes, but, Gail, I want to thank you very much for that video or that, what would we call that? I've got it posted on the website, and it's all about the 40s. So if you want to take a stroll down memory lane in the 1940s, go to the website. And Gail has contributed that URL address, and you'll be able to pick it up. It's really a lot of fun listening to it.
Okay, well, I'll sign off, guys. Really enjoy the program.
Thanks for being with us, Gail.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You
know, I'm looking at the news here. I'm just going over the computer as you're talking. I'm reading. I just found that United Airlines firms up the A350 order. They're talking by 2019 to have a similar deal to take 25 Boeing 787s. And United Airlines A350 Airbus, they're supposedly investing in the future of United Airlines.
Wow.
So that's just amazing. Yeah.
Neil, did you hear the news about the air controller at the Washington National last night?
I heard that there was no controller at Reagan International there. Is that correct? Is that what you're talking about?
He was asleep, and he's admitted that he was asleep, and he's been suspended.
Oh,
but what would you have done as a captain on an airplane wanting to land there?
Well, I would have landed right there instead of the water next to the runway. I certainly would have come right on in. As a matter of fact, I was telling Bud, I've landed at Washington National with the green light flashing. You know, this was out with radio failure, and they had to give me the green light to shoot me down when my radios failed going in there. So that would be kind of a trivia question for us to ask in one of our future shows, if pilots can remember the light color signals that controllers flash to the pilots and what they were supposed to do receiving those signals.
Now,
if
I understand this correctly, they were in visual conditions, weren't they? They were not under instrument conditions. So visual conditions.
That's right.
The media makes it sound like such a big deal. I know it's not standard with all the traffic they hear, but there are two sets of eyes in the cockpit, and these guys are highly qualified and highly professional. If there's a weak link in the control system, these pilots can make up the difference. So the media made a big deal out of it, and knowing how good pilots are, I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah.
So
good.
Well, look, Neil, we're coming up to our last minute. We're going to have to leave for another week. So.
Well, and Jim, I hope you'll be able to be back with us again next Friday.
I'm going to try and look forward to seeing to talking with you in the meantime.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've got a few things I want to tell you about the Stewart Show that might help with the DC-7, and just something that we're trying to line up here in Jacksonville. But for tonight, folks, from Jim Hart, myself, and Bud Hescock, we'd like to say good night.
Good night. See you next week.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. There's so many times I've let you down. so many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go.
Goodbye.